Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Nun Aleph, and we are getting towards the end here of Masechah Shabbos, and the Mishnah says on Kuf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, Ein Ma'amtin as a Mace B'Shabbos, one is not allowed to be Ma'amate, close the eyes of the Mace on Shabbos, even after the person's dead, because the Mace is Moksa, as is spoken about earlier in the Masechta, when David HaMelech died and Shlomo HaMelech wanted to know what to do with him, he asked the question in the Beis Medrash, but that's the Mishnah. Before the person dies, then for sure a person is not allowed to move it as the person is dying, because that could hasten the death. And if somebody does, it is considered murder because you've hastened the death. I think Gemara goes into this discussion a little bit. And the Gemara says, Tanya, Rav Shimon Abialoma, Harotza, she's Atzmu Enef Shalmeis, Nofechlo, if you want the eyes to be closed, and it's Shabbos, and you can't move it, so Nofechlo, Yain Bechotmo, the Gemara gives you a trick. Blow wine in the nose, Vodosin Shemen Rimisa Enef, put oil between the eyes, Vodosin Bishne Godle Raglov, and touch the two big toes, Vahain Mis Atzmin Me'alehen. Okay, Tanya, now we get to the Brisa that we're interested in. Rav Shimon Abialoma, Tino Ben Yomo Chai Machalan of the Shabbos. A baby, a one-day-old baby, Machal Shabbos for, because that's because Nefesh, David Melech Yisrael, Meis, Ein Achal Amzal Shabbos. A David Melech Yisrael, if he dies, no Chal Shabbos. To something with the mace is Mukza. Says the Gemara, Tinok Ben Yom Ochai Machal Amzal Shabbos, why your Machal Shabbos for a one-day-old baby? Amra Torah, Chalosh Alav Shabbos Echad, Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbosos Harbe. Be Machal, one Shabbos, so that he will be able to watch, to keep many Shabbosos. David Melech Yisrael, Mace, a Mechalanov, Kivan, Shemace, Adam Batel, Min HaMitzvah. So this is the Gemara, one of the sources for Pikuach Nefesh being Dofa Shabbos. Chalel Shabbos Achas, or the Lashon Yir, Chalel Alav, Shabbos Echad, Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbosos Harbe. The truth is that if you look in the Gemara, in Meseches Yuma on Daf Pehe, there are many sources that are given for the Halacha of Pikuach Nefesh being Doche Shabbos. This is on Pei Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara goes through, how do you know? So towards the bottom, Kvar Hayer, Reb Shimon, Yishmael, Reb Akiva, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchan Badarech, Velevi, Hasadar, Reb Yishmael, Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchan Achareyem, Mnishal HaShela Zu Mipneyem, Mipnayin L'Pikoach Nefesh Yedochah HaShabbos. How do we know the Pikoach Nefesh Yedochah HaShabbos? Nen Reb Yishmael, V'yamar, Reb Yishmael says, based on Machteres. V'im Ba'Machteres Yimasei Aganav, by Machteres, by the person tunneling in, and if you're not sure if they might be coming to kill you, then you're allowed to kill them in self-defense. And if not, only for sure, if not, if it's a father, then not. But the Gemara says, Ma zesh is safek al mamon ba, safek al nafashos ba. Here, you're not sure if he's going to stand up. There's a chance that he might kill you. And there's a chance that he might not. And yet, shvichas dam metame yis aretz, and murder is terrible, is metame the aretz, v'gorim l'shchina shol tzalak v'yisrael, nitel nasi l'benafsho, but you still allowed to defend yourself, because he might be coming to kill you. Kavachomer, the pikuach nefesh, dochad ha-shabbos, a kavachomer, to save a life. Pikuach nefesh is Doche Shabbos. So that is number one makar. Nen Rabbi Akiva v'yamer, Rabbi Akiva has a different pshat. V'chiyaz v'yishrayu v'chulu me'im mizbechi tikechen alamiz. From the mizbeach, you take the kohen. If he's trying to have protection, me'im mizbechi v'lo me'al mizbechi. From the mizbeach, if he is a kohen that comes to do the avoda, not me'al mizbechi. Once he is doing the avoda, you don't stop him in the middle, you let him finish the avodah. This is only to kill him. You let him finish the avoda. But if it is lahachios, so then even me'al mizbechi, if he knows, Rashi, what do you mean lahachios? Rashi, somebody's about to be killed in Bezin, and you know this person has a schus. Even in the middle of the avoda, you go take him. So you're doche. Pikuach nefesh is doche avoda. So Gemara says, umazesh es safek ish mamash bedvarv, safek ein mamash bedvarv. Maybe it's going to have an effect. Maybe it's not going to have an effect. Maybe he's going to have sound rayas or not. The avoda docha Shabbos. Maybe it'll work. And avoda is even stronger than Shabbos. And here pikuach nefesh is docha it. Kavachom le pikuach nefesh is docha the Shabbos. So shul pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Number two, number three. The Gemara has six different sources. Nen Rav Elazar v'amar umam milashi echad mi matayim v'arbam v'shmonei v'arim shabadam. One out of 248. To perfect one limb of the body, that's Docha Shabbos. Kavachom al chalgufo, so to perfect the entire body, to save the entire body, Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ach Sheb Sose, Tishmoru, keep my Shabbos, don't be Mechala, Yochal HaKol, Tamal Omer, Ach Chilek. Number four. Number five, Rabbi Yonasan Ben Yosef Omer, Ki Kodesh Hilachem, it is kodesh for you. He misura biyadchem. It, Shabbos, is given in your hands. Meaning your life comes first. Velo atem misurim biyadav. And you are not given over into the hands of Shabbos. And finally, we get to the one that we're up to. Rav Shimon ben Asi omer, v'shamar ben Yisrael al Shabbos, keep the Shabbos, omer Torah chalel alav Shabbos achas, kedei sheyishmar Shabbosos harve. That is the sixth. And the final one the Gemara quotes is, Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel, yavi hasam lav, yavi mina didi, adifim yiditu. Mine is better than all the other sources. V'chai bohem, v'losha yamus bohem. He shall live in them and not yamus bohem. That is the ultimate source that the Gemara says for Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. We cannot quote the Rambam's Lashon on V'chai Bohem. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, of Hilcha Shabbos, K'sh'osim Dvarim Ha'elu, Ein Osen Osan Lo Ayde Goyim, Lo Ayde Ktanim, Lo Ayde Avadim, Lo Ayde Noshim, Shlo Kedei Shlo Tei Shabbos Kala Beinayim. When you're Mechal Shabbos, and you have the Chiv to be Mechal Shabbos, you don't do it by people who might not take it seriously. Ela Ayde Gdole Yisrael V'chachameyem. V'osir Lisba Meyem B'chil Shabbos L'chol Ashish Bo Sakana. You can't delay. Shenem Asher Yaso Osam Ha'adam V'chai Bohem. The mitzvahs that are to live with, halamadata she'ein mishpatei haTorah nekama ba'olam, el rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. The laws of the Torah are not meant to be vengeful, but to be rachamim and kind and peaceful. Ve'elu aminim, she'omrim shezechel Shabbos, those apikarsim that say that it's mechal Shabbos, v'osur, and it's usur to be mechal Shabbos, for to save a life, alei and akosav omer v'gam anin asati lem chukim lo tovim, u'mash mishpatim lo yichyu Bohem. That is the Rambam on V'chai Bohem. Either way, though, it's clear from that Gemara that the Maskana, Shmuel says, that if it was up to me, that's the best marker. V'chai Bohem, v'lo she'yamus Bohem. But our Gemara only quotes the second last marker. Chal Shabbos Achas Kli Shishbar Shabbos Haos Harbe. And the Rambam and the Rif. The Rif quotes that here. And the Rambam quotes it not in Hilchos Shabbos, but interestingly in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam quotes the Svara. So obviously the Svara is something that applies even Limaskana, says the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, when he's talking about Baal Tosif, Baal Tigra, and the power of Bezdin, says the Rambam, V'yeshla Bezdin lachar s'dvarim elu l'fisha, afa bishu katam and arishon, and the Bezdin can be okar adin, if they feel they need to. Ketzad, Bezdin shiro l'chazik adas, v'laso siyag, kidei shalo yavra, amal divrei Torah, makin shalo kedin, v'onchin shalo kedin, avalein koban adar v'ladoros. You could be ochre something, but not permanently. V'omrin sha'alacha kachi. V'chedim ro'la fisha levatal mitzvahs aseh. Olavra mitzvahs los aseh. K'di lahatzer rabim ladas. Olahatzel rabim yisrael mili kashel. B'dvar macheir. If Chazal think that there's a certain mitzvah that has to be pushed aside, or not there, that has to be violated to save Klal Yisrael, osil v'ma sha'ashot tzricha. You do it. And here's the Rambam. K'shem sha'harofei. Just like a doctor has to sometimes amputate a limb in order to save the entire body, you want to be able to save the organism. But again, obviously, if we don't hold of the concept of maskana, then we wouldn't hold it. He wouldn't quote it, but he quotes it. The Radvaz does say here, "Ena mashal azet sodek." He doesn't like the mashal exactly about the amputation. Elam kain on a rowan is called Yisrael. Kilu him guf echad. If you see us as guf echad, va'avabisha gufa mechulakin him kimachinishmo seyem mimakom echad chotzvo. Since our neshamas come from one place, we're like guf echad. Ki aneshama hi ikar v'dazeh. That is the Rambam. So again, that's you cut off a mitzvah, you cut off an aver. So the Radvaz says that it must be that we're all guf echad, and that's how the Rambam could quote that. But today's topic, as we're going to talk about with the rest of the time, is that even though we see this is not Lamaskana, but Argamar quotes it, and there are a number of Rishonim in different places that quote this Svara, that to Halacha Lamaisa, V'chai Bohem might not be enough in certain cases, but we'll still be Michal Shabbos based on this. We'll start off with the Ran in Yuma. The Ran in Yuma, in the beginning of the 10th parak, Gimel Mabez, we know there's not much riff on Yuma, because it's not a Lach Lamaisa, so all the way, the riff is only on the last parak, only on the 8th parak. So if you look in the there, towards the beginning, on Daf Gimel, Gimel Mabez in the Daf Yarif, the Ran quotes that we are Michal Shabbos even for a fetus, even for an ubar. Afilu achil in shmiras mitzvos mechal alav amr torah chalal alav Shabbos achas she shema yishbar Shabbosos har behilkach afilu batzalos ubar pachos mi ben mem yom she'ein bochius klal, even if it's an ubar, if it's a baby less than 40 days old, mechalin kedas bal halachas. Why? Because of chalal shabbos achas. So it's not v'chai. It's not v'chai bohem. It's not chai. So based on that, you wouldn't be mechalal. But we pass on like this, Ron, that we're passing mechalal shabbos even for an ubar within 40 days. Tosfos in b'metzia. Daf kuf yud dalet. One of the most fascinating inyanim. Let me just get the... one of the most fascinating inyanim that we have here in the sugya, Tosfos Kuf Yud Dalet. Tosfos asks there, Eliyahu Hanavi, when to do Tchias HaMesim on the child, asks Tosfos Kuf Yud Dalet, based on the bottom, Temelari Hechechya Benashal Almana, assuming, and this is an assumption, Machlokes Rishonim, what Shevet Eliyahu was from, but assuming that Eliyahu Hanavi wasn't Kohen, so how could he be Mechaya, the son of the Almana? How did Eliyahu Navi do Tchias HaMesim? Right, he's not going to be Matami himself. He's Matami himself before he even does, when I say Asi Doch Alos Asay, but the bringing back to life is only afterwards. Tosfos answers, Yishlomar, Shahya Barer Lo Sheyechayehu. He knew for sure that he was going to be able to be Mechayehim. Lakachaya Mutter Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. Fascinating. So much has been written on this Tosfos, this little Tosfos, but we'll just mention it. He was sure that he would be Mechayim, and therefore Pikuach Nefesh. Right? All the Achronim asked, what do you mean? What if it was a Suffolk? If Suffolk about whether he'd be Mechayim? We Paskin Suffolk, Pikuach Nefesh is also Docha. Oh, it's only when somebody has a Cheskas Chayim, and Suffolk he might lose it, that's a Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh that's strong enough. But here he's Vaday Meis, and try to Suffolk that he might undo that status, and maybe that's not good enough. But either way, based on V'chai Bohem, he's not Chai. He's not chai, so you can't say the pikuach nefesh here. This isn't docha Shabbos. This is docha tuma. It's not based on the v'chai bohem. But if you say it's the similar svara of halal Shabbos achas, so then it would be okay. If you look in the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, the Gemara Nedarim talks about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu going down to Mitzrayim did not do bris milah as is described in Parsha Shmos to his son because it was dangerous. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Yishuv ben Karcha Omer, Lamed Aleph Mabes, that's the Bris Mila Sugyas. Gedola Mila Shechol Zchuyas Shasa Moshe Rabbeinu. Greatest Mila, all those Zchuyas that Moshe Rabbeinu had, Lo Amdu Lo Kishinis Rashlam and Amila. Those mitzvah, those Zchuyas did not stand up for him when he was weak about Mila. Shedemar, Vayivkashew Hashem, Vayivakish Amiso. Amar Rebbe, says Rebbe, what does the Bach add in here? Amar Rebbe Yosi Chas V'Shalom Shemoshe Rabbeinu Misrashal and Amila. Moshe Rabbeinu was lazy. He was Misrashal with Amila Chas V'Shalom. Elakach Amar. This is what he said to himself. Amul Veitzei. Hashem told me to go back to Mitzrayim. So should I do Bris Mila and then leave Sakanahi? It's Sakana to take my child after having surgery. Shneimer Vahiba Yom Hashlishi B'Yosam Koavim. The 3 days are they're all Koavim. Right? Is the third day the worst? Is the third all 3 days? The Ron says it's all 3 days. Ella amol the esheh shloshi yavim. If I do milan and then I wait, but Hashem told me to go. Hashem amar lo li lech shem Mitzrayim. So what am I supposed to do? So that's why Moshe was stuck. It was a sakana and he couldn't go. Says the Shinuku Bet says there in the Dharma Daflamet Aleph. What do you mean? Sakanahu. Sakanahu, what? It's based on v'chai bohem. And therefore, he doesn't want to put his son into a dangerous sakana. The Chai Bohem is a mitzvah. It's given after Matan Torah. This was before Matan Torah. Says the Shita B'Gubet says, V'ksiv v'chai bohem v'lo sh'yamas bohem v'yafal pishalo nitna Torah lahatir isur. So the Torah was not given yet, and Moshe has the status of a slave of Ben Noach, and therefore, what is Moshe saying? Sakana, I can't do it. What's v'chai bohem? Just do the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, says the Shita b'makam sakana near a lomar kain lechalal davar echad kedi lekayim mitzvos harbe. Okay, mitzvos harbe. And the footnotes here points out that the Gur Aryeh himself asks this question. Maybe there's a difference between before and after, but either way, this is another example of the Rishonim, the Ran and Yuma. Shita b'makam says here in Nedarim the chay bohem wouldn't work, but chalel Shabbos achas would be enough. There is another fascinating discussion that's brought up in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba, Simen Shin Vav, the end of Simen Shin Vav. What about, are you going to be Michal Shabbos for a spiritual soul? Not for a physical soul. A person's physical life is not in danger, but their spiritual life is not in danger. The Rashba has a Tshuva. A girl was taken, and they're worried that they're going to make her a Mumeris. They're going to convince her to be Mishtameid. Are you going to be Michal Shabbos to go save her? Nishal Rashbal Echad Sheshalchulo B'Shabbes Shotzio Bito B'Chazaka Mibeso. They took the daughter out. Aidei Yisrael Meshumad Lahotzia Mechlal Yisrael Im Yasin Laderach Pa'amav B'Shabbes Pen Yafsidu V'Tishtamed. Maybe they're going to be Yafchidu V'Tishtamed. Maybe they're going to scare her and she's going to be become a Meshumedes. Im Mutur Lelech Afilu Chutz L'Gimel Parsos. Are you allowed to go outside, assuming that's Daraisa? And the Rashba answers, not sure. Tzarech Talmud. Tzarech Talmud. Umikom makom kach daitinote she'ein dochin Shabbos. Al hatzala meha averos. My netia is not to, says the Rashba. Why? Because we learned earlier at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos that we don't say amod v'chate b'shvil she'iska chaveirecha. Afilu is, or you don't do one sin in order to save your friend from other sinning. This is a special din of life. This isn't life. This is Averos. And therefore the Rashba says, I'm not sure. But then the Beis Yosef himself goes into the whole svar. We had a shiur about this back at the beginning of the Masechta. When do you say, maybe when it's your fault you don't say it. Maybe when it's not only saving somebody from a mitzvah you don't say it. But the Beis Yosef himself is note against the Rashba. In the tirutz of the mitzvah rabba, if you're telling me it's an issue of, oh, you could do it for a mitzvah rabba, hadavar barer she'in lecha mitzvah rabba milatila, shalei afchidu, akadishtame, v'im, and if you hold the chilek of pasha lo pasha, here he wasn't pasha. Hilkach lechala as a Shabbos lefakech aleha shari. U mitzvah nami ika, it's not only mutter, it's a mitzvah. V'lo boy lemevet kaifina lein, you force the person to. Just like we have when two owners own an eved, we would force one to be mishachrer so that the eved who will become a free person can fulfill the mitzvah puravu. So to here, there's not a mitzvah, there's all mitzvahs. The afilu lechal Shabbos bedvar ma'asurim in the Torah. Nered the shaper dami. The legabi shlo tishtami v'tavar kol yemei achilo Shabbos amrinan iser zuta havi. Regarding the possibility of becoming shmad and that she'll have all of her days in achilo Shabbos, this is considered an Isser Zuta. But again, what's the Beis Yosef, what's the Svar that he's saying? He's saying that we're worried for all the future Chilul Shabboses. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this against that Rashba, like he says. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Simin Shinvav. Misha Shalchu lo shotzio bito b'Shabbos lo tzio michal Yisrael. Mitzvah l'sum l'derach pa'amav l'shadel b'hatzalasa. V'yetzi afilu chusel gibbo parsos v'lo boi kaifin alay. Right, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look at the Magen Avraham here, Magen Avraham quotes this Svara. Afilu Madamar David Araisa Shari Delagabi Shalot Tomar Tamar V'Tevid Kol Yemei Achilu Shabbos Avizei Yisur Rezuta Demutel Chal Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbosos Harbeis. That's another example where we see the poskim using the svara, even if it's not quoted Lamaskana in Maseches Yuma, but again, it's quoted in our Gemara. That's the only one that's quoted in our Gemara. So another big discussion: the Beis Yitzchak has an Evan Ezer Aleph Lamites about putting a sick child into a home where there will be not kosher. So there was a famous shuvah of the Chasam Sofer in Arachayim. And Simon Pei Gimel, the Chasam Sofer says, better to be a shota kol yamav and not to eat treif. Better to be shota kol yamav. He has that lashon. But the Beis Yitzchak says that's only if it's a home that there's no hope for getting better. If there's no hope for getting better for a cure, you're just going to sit there, so it's better. If you're not going to have any help in the home anyway, it's not going to get better, so then the Chasam Sofer has that. Again, this is not paskening lamaskana. If somebody has a place where it will be better for the whole person, even with not kosher, that's a separate shaila. But the Beis Yisrael says if it's a place that there's a chance of getting better, so chal Shabbos achas. Chal Shabbos achas, kedei sheyishmar Shabbosos harbe. But again, this is all examples where we need chal Shabbos achas. We also need v'chai bahem. V'chai bahem includes even some of Yikoach Nefesh. Or that's even Savi Pikoch Nefesh, Chal Shabbos Achas might not. Just to note, there is a difficult Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, has a line on the Pasuk of Vishamru, that maybe the Svar of Chal Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbos Harbi, should be taken literally, and you're not only allowed to be Mechalel if the person is going to make it to the following Shabbos. Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbos Harbi. If the person is only going to live 2 days, then maybe you don't have the Heter of being mechalal, and that's what Aruch Chaim says, and all the poskim first of all argue lamaisa, and they all try to figure out what he means. It's against the mafurish the Gemara. Gemara in Yuma says that you're mechalal Shabbos even for chayisha. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. So what is he talking about? What exactly is he talking about? So there are many different suggestions. The Minchas Asher in Parshas Kisisa, Simon Samach Ozbeis, quotes a couple of the Achronim, quotes from the Abda Rav, the Abda Chayisha Docha Shabbos, Ein Ze Ela B'Chayisha De Shabbos, Aval Asa L'Chal Asa Shabbos, Aval Asa L'Chal Chayis B'Chol. But again, most assume that the Arachayim cannot be saying that. Cannot be saying that. He's supposed to Ostrov, sir, maybe he's saying it's only, if you're going to make it till next Shabbos, then it's Hutra. But if you can't make it until next Shabbos, then it's Tehuya. Or the Sfasemis says, maybe there's a chiluk is, if you can make it until next Shabbos, you are Chayef. If you can't make it until next Shabbos, then you are allowed. Either way, the Rosh Hashanah says that all these are very difficult, but it just reflects. The fact that the Achronim spent so much time trying to figure out the Arachayim just reflects how much they are ma'aritz, how much they hold in esteem the Arachayim. V'yishlomo mehem al ha'aratza ha'gdola sh'gdoli ha'doros t'val Arachayim ad kama tarfel avar liyashid varav. Had Kama, of course, the Divrei Chaim, his words were written in Ruach HaKodesh, but Lamaisa, we don't pass in that way. And he wasn't writing a halachic sefer in the Ruach HaKodesh either, so we don't know how much to be medayik. Okay, we will stop here. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos.